Chapter 3. Why do the people imagine a vain thing? Since Carrie was home, in case Camden had another bad spell, I went to Boyd Taylor's neighborhood and found his house. I also found a squad car parked out front and a grim-faced Jordan standing by the door.
"Don't even think about it," he said.
Before I could reply, he came around to block my way.
"I warned you. You will not interfere in this investigation."
I just stopped by to see how Taylor was getting along.
"Boyd Taylor is our prime suspect. We have witnesses who can put him at the scene. And we have a report of an argument he had with Jared Hunter yesterday. As far as I'm concerned, he's our man."
"Camden says he didn't do it." Jordan paused for a moment.
"I saw how Cam was. Do you really believe he was thinking clearly? Besides, I can't use any psychic information. I need solid proof. And that's what I've got."
"What about the murder weapon? What about a motive? They could have been arguing about anything. That doesn't mean Taylor killed him."
"Why are you defending this guy? You want Jared's killer found as much as I do."
"But I want to find the right guy. If whoever stabbed Jared is still running loose, then locking Taylor up isn't going to help."
"If you don't leave this alone, I swear I'll have your license. Back off."
Jordan gets mad, but not this mad. He must have doubts about Taylor's guilt. That was the only reason I could think of. And could Camden be sure of anything, as disconcerted as he was? Jordan folded his arms and glowered.
"Why are you still here?"
He was as immovable as a tank. But there were ways around this tank.